out Saturday, and we're live here, and it's Deanne. welcome aboard to this broadcast on RBN. Guess what? You can go on RBNLive.com and get us again. So this is great. We're functional here again. And I welcome you here to another broadcast on my program. I had a guest scheduled today, and there was some difficulties for getting through to him, but we'll have him on later on, I'm hoping maybe next week or on the weekend. This broadcast, we're going to have kind of like an open line, and we're going to talk about some of the subjects that have been impacting in the media. And we're also going to talk about what I'm planning on doing here in Chicago, which to me is really exciting, and I want anyone that's listening to come on board if they're, you know, if they have an ear to hear and can march and want to be a part of something that's going to be one of the most I think awesome marches we're going to see in this century. And what it is I'm planning to put together a candlelight vigil in Chicago in honor of the POWs, the men that were missing in action from various wars. We're going to get people from all over. It's already started, by the way. I'm getting calls, get a lot of contacts all over the country, and we're planning on doing this in May. And the focus is, again, to bring attention to the missing servicemen, the men and women that served in wars going back to World War II. That ended up missing in action and presumed dead. Now, we've talked here a number of times with the producer, one of the producers for the movie Missing Presumed Dead, Bob Dumas, and his nephew, Bill Dumas. And the thing is that after researching and looking into this incredible amount of material and information and witnessed, you know, events that, like I said, go back to World War II and Korea and Vietnam. There's huge amounts of evidence that there are a number of military personnel that are still alive in various countries, and they cannot get back. They are there. We don't know exactly where they are located, but there's a number of people that have enough information to believe that these people are in these countries, used as slave labor. They're used to train people in English. They're used for everything you can imagine. And because they've been gone so long, they have just given up hope. There has not been anyone really championing the cause. There's been a number of people going in asking for assistance from the White House and State Department and various other government agencies, and they've been basically turned around or told lies. But this time we want to make an emphasis on this. We want to also request a special day honoring the missing men and women, a special day for POWs. Just like we have Veterans Day, we should have a separate day for them until we can find out the truth and get them returned home. Because the Chicago event, which will be coming up, will be dedicated to having a candlelight vigil and to get our legislators in the Chicagoland area that are running for government offices, including the president's office, to answer what they're planning on doing in regards to this, health care, housing, the homeless, and everything else. We'll be back after this announcement, and I should be back up with my co-host, John Alastasis, after this break.
Your life demands long-lasting power for everything. If you want to find the best battery selection at the best prices, then BatteryStation.com is the place for you. Find common or hard-to-find batteries for practically everything, from computer backup units and camcorders to cell phones and wheelchairs. Go to BatteryStation.com for all your battery supply needs. At BatteryStation.com, you'll also discover high-tech LED tactical flashlights for every task, from trusted names like Surefire, Tektite, Gerber, Pelican, and more. BatteryStation.com offers lights featuring super bright, super tough, long life LED technology. At BatteryStation.com, you'll find tough, crush-proof, waterproof, airtight, hard cases of all sizes from Pelican, Otter, and S3 Extreme. Visit them today, BatteryStation.com. It's all one word, BatteryStation.com. Or call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. Your source for batteries and accessories at very low prices. BatteryStation.com.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Learn about the new discoveries of MSP Research. Find out about the success MDs, dentists, veterinarians, and others are having with Silver 500. Learn secrets to survival, how to detox the liver, gallbladder, and kidneys, and how over 1,100 doctors are treating Lyme disease, hepatitis C, diabetes, respiratory infections, and many more with success thanks to the help of MSP Research and Silver 500. Microbiologists have tested our mild silver protein and found Silver 500 to be the most effective treatment for B. subtilis, a subgroup of anthrax. Choose the products in your medical supply wisely. Our doctor's manual has grown to over 600 pages. Give us a call at 1-334-493-0420. That's 1-334-493-0420 and see why doctors in five countries use a dozen products that are manufactured by Dr. Bill McFarland. One more time, that's 1-334-493-0420 or visit our website at www.mildsilverprotein.com/home.html.
It's Deanne live on RBN. During the week, you can catch me on Truth Radio from Monday through Friday, 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. If you want to call me and talk directly to me, you can do that. Call me at 630-812-0171, 630-812-0171. This is your forensic journal, and we investigate cases. We also have the people that are involved with the controversies that you read that impact on us daily in our media. Anyway, we're back up and we're talking here, and this is an open forum. I have not too many of these, but today it's an open forum. So if you want to call in, you can at any time at 1-800-313-9443. Tonight, I'm talking about different topics that appeared in the news, and I just would like to hear your opinion of some of these things that have transpired retired, over the last week. We've had, by the way, the death of someone I had met and admired for years. My father interviewed her. She died about a week ago. Miss Barbara McNair, she was a film star. She was one of the first black women. In fact, I think she was the first black woman to be on television. Indeed, Nat King Cole was one of the few that he was the first black to go on, on his own syndicated variety show. But Barbara McNair was the first black woman to have her own show. And she, through the show, discovered talents such as Sonny and Cher. Various other acts appeared on her broadcast, and she was, broadcast in the United States. I think it was filmed out of Canada. And she had a wondrous career, both in movies, television, and also she was an extremely talented singer. I had the privilege out here about a couple years ago to do a special function with her at a benefit for Save the Children Foundation. And it was her and Frank Derone. Frank Derone is wonderful. We became real good friends. And anyway, it's very sad to hear of her passing. And I just wanted to say, to her loved ones, she's in my heart as well. Also, we had the news the last couple of days about Britney Spears, and I usually don't talk about celebrity things, but I thought it's kind of appropriate because we've had a lot of strange things happen with celebrities, and one of them is this thing that happened with Britney Spears. All of a sudden, she checked into one of these rehab centers that she came and had tattoos, and she shaved her hair, and what's going on in Hollywood right now? It's extraordinarily, unbelievable what these people that you think are the most successful, most rich, most famous are going through. I mean, there's a high level, always has been a high level of divorce. There seems to be a lot of, very stressful relationships and controls going on. And you're seeing these people, fall apart right before your eyes. We also had actor Ryan O'Neal with an event that happened, within the last week where he went to the home of his son, and his son was there with his pregnant girlfriend, and somehow a gun got, into play, and gunshot was fired, they said, to the ceiling, and the girl that was pregnant got injured, claiming that somebody hit her in the eye, and Ryan O'Neal ended up locked up, so what is going on, in Hollywood? And, and then you look at this stuff and, is it just Hollywood or is everybody under so much pressure and stress right now that people are, basically snapping all over, and we don't realize it. I have the Chicago Tribune in hand right now, and normally they would have a huge section for jobs. It would be section 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and the classified. Now it's just like one section and about 4 or 5 measly pages of jobs that are available. And most of these jobs they have are training or sales, few. In fact, it's getting even fewer with sales. I just heard that 30,000 employees were let go in another automotive plant. So, the amounts of stress on people today is unsurmountable. And we don't have anything to really deal with this stress, not to the level that we should. You know, we're pressured, you know, to do this, we're pressured to do that. Relationships are failing, you know, because of the pressures of economics. It seems to be much greater than any other time that we had. And I just wanted your opinion of what you're seeing is going on, you know. In addition, we had stories break in regards to what's going on in Iraq. The current thing is we're going to cut off the funds. We're going to make sure that this war ends by cutting the funding off. What is being said right now by our people that we appointed into Congress and Senate is basically, okay, well, the people don't want the war anymore. So the only way that we could stop this war, cut off the funds. We're not going to give you them any more money. But the thing that's scary to me is that if they cut the funds off, will this open up the door for them to do another terrorist attack to fund an operation of going into Iran? You know, the reason I'm bringing this up, folks, if you remember and think back to just before the Iraq war went on, and it wasn't supposed to be a war because it wasn't legally declared a war. We were supposed to be over there looking for weapons of alleged mass destruction, which never occurred. And then we got in this whole huge skirmish that lasted for how long? How many years? And then in addition to that, we not only go over there and find no weapons of mass destruction, and we, you know, have been involved with bombarding the area over there with huge amounts of radiation and everything else, but we got off the track of the reason why we went in there, which was the World Trade Center, and that just went nowhere. That just died out. But to get into this war, if you remember, we didn't have any money. We had absolutely no money at all, so then we went to the various countries to see if they would support us, and we got some base of money, but then if you listen to the transcripts way back, the money that we got was not even going to last the whole course of 1 year. So where did all these extra funds come in to pay for the war, keep the war going this long, keep some of the military operation ongoing? And where did all this money come in that they used for these overstated invoices through Halliburton? In the beginning of the war, we had no money for war. So now we got Congress and Senate and various other people trying to appease the population, because right now the population is crying out, saying, we don't want more war. We want our men back. They haven't had rotation. They just came back for 2 days, and you're sending them back. This is unacceptable to us. We want our young people back here now. But then they're talking about cutting off the funds, which we never really had. And now, not only are they talking about cutting off the funds that we never really had, but does this open the door for another tyranny? Another outrage to happen to make us mad. See, they're real good at making us mad, because when we get mad, we react. You know, so what they do is they use the reaction of saying, okay, well, you're mad. We can take care and solve your problem, because that's what we're here for, to solve these issues. So give me your money. Send us your money. Help us. We'll help you with this. So then what happens? Then it's a twist, a turn, the scenarios, and everything happens, and then, boom, we're right back in another war arena. But more young people going over. More and more people being sent over. Is that what we really want? I want to find out from you, the listener, do you think it's going to help cutting off funds right now for our military personnel that are currently over there, just cutting off the funds completely? Do you think that will cause them to bring our troops back? For some reason or other, I don't believe it. for some reason or other, I think that even if they do this, our troops are not going to come back. Because they have to stay there because we're going into Iran. Call me, 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. I would like your opinion. We'll be back.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Would you enjoy a career where you pick your hours, work for who you want to, when you want to, as much as you want to? No one knows about this hidden career because there is no book, school, or teaching material available. Until now. Learn the trade of window painting. Window Genie is now offering a 3-day workshop on DVD that shows you how to reproduce art, text, and graphics professionally, even if you can't draw a stick man. Secrets, cheater techniques, shortcuts, tips, and tricks are all revealed. Recoup your investment in as little as one job and have a career for life. This training also gives you the skills to do regular sign work, indoor murals, and signage. Begin your new career today. Just call us at 780-457-7109 or visit us at windowgenie.com. Again, that's Window Genie, spelled JEANNIE.com.
Hi, we're back, and it's Deanne on Late Night with Deanne on RBNLive.com. Also, folks, if you want to hear my broadcast during the week, you go to TruthRadio.com from Monday through Friday, 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. Both broadcasts are live, and you can call in on RBN and callers for this broadcast. The number is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. And, you know, basically, I'm just saying to you, this war, before I bring John on the year, this war we went into was all around the fact that in New York City, we lost those World Trade Tower buildings. 3,000 people that they alleged died. I think the number was much greater, but they came up with a number of 3,000. That doesn't even consider the homeless that lived in the underground of the subway system. Who knows how adversely that affected those people. It's just amazing that how three buildings went down, 1, 2, and 7, on September 11th, and it changed the whole course of our planet. 6 years ago, this happened. 6 years, not on the nose, but very much close to 6 years ago, the World Trade Centers were in the situation of heightened alert. Nobody saw it coming, allegedly, but I think they knew. There was no reason on earth that the skies in New York should have been, you know, defenseless. Due to the fact that in 1993 they had a similar, you know, situation with bombing. And because of that, there should have been more security, not less, on that day. And there should have been something that was out there spotting these planes so that it would not compromise our whole government. But from that September 11th event, the timelines went as follows. And this is the thing that's extraordinary, and it's really it saddens me, but it alerted me because, as I had said here, I had more hands-on experience because I sat in a place that I was occupied with some folks in it that were part of these alleged cells, and I reported it, and nothing happened. And it puts you in a whole different state of mind. It's not that I was talking about this based on the fact that I was, you know, reading articles in paper, or based on the fact that I was, you know, sitting somewhere looking at internet, you know, sites or anything. I was sitting in a place of extreme danger. I reported it to so-called law enforcement officials in the Chicagoland area, and they did absolutely nothing. Same thing as, you know, New York City. Now, the whole issue is that we went into this broadcast talking about our missing POWs. But, you know, I'm talking about what happened on September 11th. The buildings went down, and you can go into every type of level, what caused it, what type of material, what, you know, was left over, what was remained on the ground, what was this, what was that. But the one thing we have left alone is the fact that the integrity and the responsibility of this act laid heavily on the arms of our government officials, those people that acted and didn't act. They're saying, and they did not act with not having planes to fire down on these so-called planes going into buildings, and no one seemed to be able to do anything to protect the safety of the United States. A lot of people were hailed as, you know, wondrous leaders and doing the right thing. But, you know, the thing is, there's still questions. My mind is that if we had the same event going into Russia or China, those planes would have been shot down immediately before they hit a building or did anything to endanger the population or endanger places similar to the Pentagon. But if for some reason or other, we had no reaction. Nothing. And we were telling people to stay in their places, you know, remain in your place at work, you know. So a lot of people stayed at their desk, thinking and not knowing how bad and severe this thing was. There were people on the roof of the buildings, and, you know, that nobody could send a rescue team up. It was a very strange thing, and I can understand it was beyond the scope of a lot of people. A lot of people did all they could. Fire department, police department worked gallantly to try to do what they could. I'm not talking about those folks. I'm talking about the ones that were in the top making decisions on what they could do to avoid having this happen. Then after this thing happened, this huge disaster, the World Trade Center, you know, collapsing 1, 2, and 7, and in fact building 2 because of the way it went down, and 7, I would say both of them were imploded. It was impossible for the building to burn that quickly, and the building 1 and 2 were hit with planes at around the same level and same speed and altitude and same chemical bases, you know, jet fuel, et cetera, et cetera. So why did Building 2 burn so quickly? unless it was imploded from inside, and then it blew out. Anyway, we'll talk a little bit more about that. You want to call in? It's 800-313-9443. We'll be back up, and John will be right with us after this announcement.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now.
Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
We're back and we're live here on RBN with John Alastasis, my co-host and friend. John, are you there?
Hi, Deanne, yes.
Hey, how are you doing?
Well, I'm finally waking up here. I came in from doing a lot of snow work today in the heat and the warmness and just waiting. I just passed out, so sorry to be late.
It's okay. I can truly understand. You know, it's 11 o'clock your time there and 10 mine, and it's a lot, different hours. But I was talking here about, you know, this thing about how they're talking about cutting the funding for our military. But, you know, I'm trying to reflect back to what happened before, with September 11th, 6 years ago, when we didn't have no money for sending anyone over. There was no military budget. We had no money to send anybody to war. And it was just kind of ironic because this was on the heels of the time when the president just took office, and there was like a whole lot of money. They said that they were going to give people back at tax time for refunds. A lot of people claim they never even saw this money, but they said that because President Clinton left us in the black, they had all this excess money, so they were going to give it in tax refunds. So then after that little scenario, there was a big, huge scandal with the corporations in regards to overstating their annual reports at the end of the year. And it was another scandal people probably forgot because there was so many things happening one after another. And then all of a sudden, we went into this situation of September 11th and the Axels of Evil and, you know, all this stuff. And then, you know, we ended up in the war. You know, we didn't have the money, so we went to, you know, other nations. They put money in to help. And somehow we had abundance of money where money came into Halliburton's hand under overstated, you know, invoices. And nobody explained where that money came in because we didn't really have the budget. You know, we didn't have the budget for arms for our young men and women over there. We didn't have money for computers. They didn't even have water. They were writing home for water. They didn't even have a military budget for that. So what are they cutting? You know, where's this money? What are they cutting? I'm lost here.
Well, you know, it's that one article we had there from Rush Limbaugh that the families of the people that died at 9/11 got anywhere from 250,000 up to $4.2 million. The average being $1,184,000, and then they declared that that money came from the workman's comp program, and that was delete then because they had burned up all the extra money. And as I put down the average salary of a New Yorker and the average employment count and all that, it comes out to be like a $40 billion budget per year of money that's used for workman's comp. And myself, I was a recipient of workman's comp. Back in 92, I had a 10-ton bulldozer fall on me. When I got said and done, God didn't take me, let me live. And but the workman's comp program didn't pay me anything. They paid, but then they made the excuse that I was only paying $14 a hundred, and that was basically a corporate level premium, and that because I was doing laborers work, that I wasn't paying enough of a premium, so they fined the corporation back $25,000, which was my medical. But then that following year, my co-op showed that the neighboring state was only paying $6 a hundred for their workman's comp rate, and so my $14 was still double than that. And so all of a sudden their excuse changed to where they said that I had hired someone and didn't pay their workman's comp, but this guy had been hurt on another job where he hired himself out with a 10-wheeler truck, and we had hired his services. We would hire the post office, so we'd hire UPS or whoever. And so they still made me pay the $25,000 back that I had for medical and benefits. And when it gets said and done, it's a fraud. They have no money out. Here's $40 billion they take in a year. And it's the same thing with Mr. Bush. He's spending more money than all the other presidents together. Just that in itself is just such a phenomenal number. Can you imagine from George Washington all the way up through to Clinton, George Bush spent as much money as those gentlemen spent, and he can't account for like trillions of dollars out of the Pentagon, and they aren't even trying to.
No, it's the same thing, you know, with these overstated Halliburton invoices, you know, with the military spending. Not one person, not senator, a congressman, or anyone in the government said, okay, you know, this money's got to be paid back, Halliburton. You took this money. We need it for our military personnel. Our men don't have water. Remember, they had to ask their parents and loved ones to send them water. And they didn't have any armory to wear to protect themselves from exposure to who knows what, and also all that radiation from those weapons. They didn't have any money for that, but they had money that Halliburton could go in and grab. were overstated invoices, and the money was like, oh, yeah, well, go ahead, just take it. Who gives a care, you know? Just go on, you know, about your business. Yeah, you did the wrong thing. You overstated, ha-ha. And, you know, that's it. Now, how many people out here can raise their hand listening to this show and know that you can't owe the government nothing? If you owe them a dime, they're going to come after you. They're going to harass you and come after you, and, you know, you get a traffic ticket, any type of violation, whatever it is. They're going to make sure they get that money. But then somebody like Howard Burton can overstate invoices to the maximum, be known to do this, and with the witnesses and with actual information and showing the overstatement of these invoices, and they didn't have to pay $1 back. We have no money in the military, and now all of a sudden we're going to cut off the money we don't have. To me, you know, I just try to look at things logically, and there's something wrong in this equation. Very much wrong in this equation. And the thing is that we don't say anything. We just keep there and keep on going because we're already trained and programmed not to say anything, just keep going. And keep not look. Don't look back. Just keep going, because you know the horses are out of the stable. Now the horses are out of the stable. You got to go and look at the horses and see which ones are out. But they're out of the stable. You see what's going on? It's right there before you. Overstated invoices, money not being paid back. In the beginning of the war, we had no money at all to fund any type of warfare. All of a sudden, we have a huge amount of money in the budget. And like John was saying, what was it, $2.3 trillion missing out in the Pentagon?
That's right.
No, but, and you know, that's a big number. Shouldn't that pop up in somebody's bank account or somewhere? You know, and somebody just stash it in their pillowcase under their bed.
Well, it's like they can worry about it. $1,000 that you lost or what didn't pay the IRS, they're on top of that. They're definitely on top of that $2.3 million. They're just told to look the other way.
Well, people that were working there got promoted right after that, and they weren't really cited. They said, oh, you know, the money's missing. And it was like no big thing. And it was no big thing either about the fact, and this happened before, too, with the Tollway Authority. In the situation with, you know, going back to the Pentagon, the employees allegedly, there was alleged during this time of September 11th that they were overstating their expense accounts by trillions of dollars. I don't remember if I ever owed a dollar over and under. You know, I got audited, you know, when I had my expense account in my companies I worked for. But you're talking about somebody can write how much money? On an expense account, nobody looks at it?
Well, there's no responsibility for it. As like, say, a Katrina, well, there's, what, $4.2 billion? I'm sorry to be that loose with it, but it's gotten to a point where they don't care. They're not responsible. The job wasn't done. It was like 25% of the job was done. They've got the money, and the job isn't done. So now you have bonding of a job that large. When someone takes that big a charge on, I believe it was $2.4 billion, when they took the project is bonded by insurance agencies to say that for that much money, they will be responsible for getting the job done. And if not, the insurance company bonding agent will come in and finish the job. And then they'll find backwards the people that didn't do the job properly. They'll incur their money back to them. And that did not happen. The jobs were done to 20-25% complete. I think the last number I heard was like 11 houses or something was completely built back. Well, geez, that's not even a pittance of what was destroyed. It's been a year and a half, 2 years going, and we're heading into that two-year mark. Can you imagine walking out of your house, lose everything, and then supposedly the people that are supposedly covering the bases to take care of you are like wishy-washy? I mean, it's just as it's a test factor of us not doing anything. They've got enough fluoride in us or enough chlorine or enough aluminum or whatever it is or the food products that they're feeding us or aspartame or vaccines of mercury or whatever. They've got us to where, as the president can admit, hit seeing the first building and just watch and read the Gold Book and be told the second building's hit, and we do nothing. And he announces it in three meetings. And we all step in and go, wow, like we're smoking dope or something.
They're pouring it out of these clouds that you don't think are, chemtrails, right? They got drugs in them. I just can't, equate this. And then people are just gung-ho believing everything. And if you say anything, it's, a conspiracy freak or you're lying. I mean, is it black and white? You go in and look at these records, and they admit to this stuff of lost money, trillions of dollars and stuff, and people see nothing at all wrong. And like I said, you owe one of these people a dollar. I mean, you go to the traffic court or anything like that, and you owe them some money, they will seize your vehicle. Out here, they crush people's cars. They will lock you up in jail just to miss a dollar. But then some company that shouldn't be doing what it's doing because it's a conflict of interest when one company has major control over getting all kinds of bids through the government, and it's kind of like it's like a buddy system, and the thing is that we don't say anything. It's like that's how it's been, but that's how it is. It should be. We just need to be quiet about it and just continue to do what we're doing. But folks, it is harming you and me and everybody with us turning our noses, because that's why you're paying increased amounts of taxes. This is why you're paying increased amounts of everything, because to make up for all this missing money, they have to get it from somewhere.
Well, they're making us responsible, but there is no responsibility on the other side. And if not nothing else, they criminalize us in their essence of use of vehicles. And it's like you say, when you pay your tollway charge, it's 50 cents, 75 cents, and you miss that, they've got you on camera. They call you in, and if you somehow slip and don't get there, which they're creating these trips. They're creating where you can't make it because, number one, if you make it, you lose your job because you're not at your job site. So all of a sudden the job threatens you to shut you down. If you have to rearrange, the court is set up that the doors get shut down on you. So next thing you have to pay a $100 surcharge because you missed the first court case. And then when you come in the second time, it's now, instead of being a $50 or $100 penalty, it's now like $400 for like a 50 cent or 75 cent charge. I mean, it just balloons itself. I mean,
they used to do that out here. I used to work at the court, and they used to close the court door at 9 o'clock in this one of these places. And I would see the same people every week come in and have to pay $120 to get reinstated. They have the case reheard over and over and over again because the traffic snarl up on the expressway made it impossible for people to get to court on time. And then if you go to the Wheaton courthouse, it's even more insane because the amount of time you have to travel to get there, you just make it there on your, on your teeth. And when you get there, you have to wait to get heard again. It could be another 2 hours, by the time they roll around in your court. And then how much time are you losing from work? How much can you afford that? Can you afford babysitting? Can you afford all this stuff for a traffic ticket? And some of these traffic tickets are just outrageous what they do. Your headlight is out over your plate, which used to be a warning ticket. Or, you got a little speck of something on your car. It could be anything for them to stop your car. And now with all these new Homeland Securities, they just get you out of the car and they search your car at random. Doesn't matter if you did anything or not. They do whatever the heck they want. Now, I'm talking about that too. Not going back to the subject we were talking about, but I mentioned what happened to Christopher Boland. He went to court and he had asked for a hearing at the Village Hall in Hoffman Estates, and basically virtually he's being hung. And his attorney told him to plead guilty. Now, what happened was they came over, watched his house, intimidated and scared the hell out of him. Comes out of the house and he, makes a statement, what's going on, because he already called the police. And the police in the other car come and tackle him on his own lawn. This is on his house, on his lawn, tackle him. While the other couple of cops go in the house searching around, seeing what they could find. And then, they hit him with a taser. Now, I called and talked to the spokesperson for Hoffman Estates Police, and I talked to the media correlator there in the police department. I said, well, what did he do? And they said, well, he was making a threatening gesture. And I said, what is a threatening gesture that causes a taser? I said, tasers have been noted to kill people and give them heart attacks. I said, what do you call a threatening act? I was told on the phone, and I have no reason to lie, because I went through a lot of things to check on this for Christopher Bolin, because that was my old court district. And they said he turned to go to his house. He had no gun, no weapon on him. He just turned around and was going to his house. That was a threatening gesture, so that meant for them to taser a person. And he is now threatened by this, and he doesn't know, can't come out of the state, can't come out of the country, can't go anywhere, because, you know, if he does, then he's going to be charged. His case is going to be rendered, like they, and I bet you here, that they're going to render him guilty, because they have to cover up, because it became a media house word. And when it becomes a media house word in the press, it becomes a threat, and they got to prove themselves right no matter what. Well, doesn't matter if you're guilty or not, they prove themselves right no matter what.
Well, it's like that Ed Brown that's fighting the IRS. He's got his information out there. He's done 40-some briefs, and then he's in Yankee Doodle court, so he just leaves because it's like they're going to hang him anyhow, so what's the use? When it gets said and done, he stood his ground pretty good. And we'll be back. This is the Deanne Burley Show on RBN Live. Maybe a couple minutes here, I believe.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Do you suffer from frequent and severe headaches? Well, you don't have to any longer. Headache Stay Gone is an all-natural headache remedy that is free of all side effects. Headache Stay Gone will cure any headache and prevent it from returning again. Painkillers can offer temporary relief at best, along with a long list of harmful side effects. Headache Stay Gone uses all natural ingredients and cures your headache, letting you enjoy more time with your family and loved ones. We'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone today and send you the bill. Wait until your headache is cured before you pay for it. That's right, Headache Stay Gone must work for you before you pay for it. Try Headache Stay Gone risk-free by calling 1-800-327-0727 or visit www.headachestaygone.com. Again, that's 1-800-327-0727. And don't forget to ask about your risk-free trial today. Call now, Start living life without the headaches.
Hi, we're back, and we're almost finished with the first hour of this broadcast. John, you were stating something before the break. You want to finish?
My daughter came in and broke my train of thought here. Maybe remind me where I'm at here.
Well, we were talking about, you know, how people are, you know, rendered all types of money and charged all kinds of outrageous fees, and you have to pay it no matter what. And you have to pay it back. And by the way, the folks, remember, they stopped us from, you know, filing bankruptcy like we used to be able to. You know, we have to go through all kinds of things, classes and everything. Why aren't they going through classes? Because it seems as though they don't care what they spend. They don't care how much money they use. They don't care how much money they absorb of what they use. They don't really care about our military men and women, because how could you have your military men and women in a theater of war in a place that goes up to 123 degrees in the heat, and put them out there with no armament, no water, none of the things that they need to protect themselves, you know? And right now, the military men are upset and mad, to say the least. And now they can't go to Canada and hide. There are a lot of the soldiers that are fleeing out of the military because of the situations going on.
Well, they compartmentalize you to be criminal again. And you still got the situation where, like, if a military person is shot or whatever, his benefits are almost zip. That when he comes home, if he has death benefits, it's like $6,000. His children don't have like $600 a month is what they're. No. Let's see. The wife gets like $800 a month, and for each child, it's $200 a month until they're 18 for death benefit. But yet, like the retirement for congressmen for one session, it's like $15,000 a month. It works out to be $6.7 million, and yet they don't pay in for SSI. And again, you know, I buy medical insurance because I have a farm. I've had quite a mortgage, and from the protection of my family, I buy several million dollars in life insurance. If something happens, my family should be taken care of, and the mortgage will be covered. And it really isn't that expensive. You're talking, say, per $100,000 is like I think it's $346 per quarter. And now that's not chicken feed, but it's not so expensive that you can't have some coverage. And here we got our military boys are being paid approximately $40,000 to $50,000 a year. And again, they're threatening their lives. They're working a seven-day week, a 16-hour day. If you start figuring out the hours they get paid per hour, they're down in that like $8 bracket, you know, of a little over minimum wage, and where we used to get benefits of our uniforms are supplied or medical, or when you're out, the vet hospital takes you. Now the vet hospital, I understand, is they're cutting back things. Hospitals in general around, they're the next ones on the list. As the Jews were murdered, and then the Gypsies were murdered first, and then the Jews and whatnot. And it went down through a whole series of people in Germany. They're doing it in this country where the retirements, the Enron people were put down, the people in the Air Force industry were put down, and now the people of the
Well, we're going to break for the first hour, John. We got two listeners. Please hold on. We'll be back, and we'll take your questions. We'll be right back up with the Dan Brody Show live on RBN.